President Trump said today that he now considers the door open to new background checks for gun purchases. But here's what he said yesterday to reporters.
We have very, very strong background checks right now. But we have sort of missing areas and areas that don't complete the whole circle.
This comes less than a month after mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, and news that the president talked with the NRA just yesterday when he seemed to backtrack on an earlier promise to work towards background checks. I spoke with Politico's Anita Kumar earlier today and asked her about the reaction to the back and forth on background checks.
Well, everyone is just trying to figure out what's going on, and there's just lots of conflicting information. On the one hand, the president has directed his staff to continue meeting with groups, with congressional aides, to try to come up with some kind of plan for him for when Congress comes back in a couple weeks. But on the other hand, we hear that he has made a deal with the NRA chief, Wayne LaPierre, just yesterday that they won't look at background checks at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of a conflicting situation. We don't know exactly what he will agree to or what he will look at.
Do you have more details on that conversation between the NRA and President Trump?
Sure. President Trump and Wayne LaPierre talked. Now, they've talked several times over the last couple weeks since those two shootings in Texas and Ohio. But they did have a lengthy conversation yesterday in which they went over sort of the more specific policies. Some of the other things that they're talking about, looking at, are red flag bills, which what that is it allows someone, a judge, to take away a firearm from someone if they're deemed a danger to themselves or to others, so they could temporarily get the firearm removed. And then he's also looking at other things that don't have to do with guns per se, like video games and mental health and funding of mental health. The White House really pushed back, though, yesterday when I talked to them and said, look, the president has talked about, quote, meaningful background checks. So that's not saying he's opposed to background checks, but what we're hearing is that he has taken off the table this bill in Congress that's sort of the universal background check. So that means if someone is buying a gun at a commercial place, a gun show or somewhere else, they would have to go through a background check. That the NRA has opposed that for years.
President Trump yesterday also doubled down to reporters in the Oval Office on the connection between gun violence and mental health, as you mentioned. Has he said anything about what he plans to do around mental health and mental health services?
No, we haven't heard any specifics on that beyond putting more money into mental health programs. That's something that has been talked about for quite some time. But the issue of mental health is sort of a talking point from the NRA. And, you know, it's not about the firearm. It's the person who's shooting the gun, they say. And so there's a lot of back and forth about that. The only thing we've heard so far is funding. Important to note that President Trump did get a briefing yesterday from his staff, who has been looking at this for the last couple weeks. They've been looking at all sorts of issues after the two shootings a couple weeks ago. And it's after that briefing that we expect him to sort of make a decision and get behind some of these proposals.
Anita Kumar is White House correspondent and associate editor at Politico. Anita, thank you.
Sure. Thank you.